keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We live in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning from Roxford Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord. Roxford Church is proclaiming the gospel to multiplied thousands around the world through our radio, internet, and printed media ministry. We are a growing church for growing Christians, and we want to invite you to join us in worship. 9:30 is morning worship service, 11 o'clock is Sunday school, Sunday evening Bible study at 6:30, and our Wednesday evening worship service at 6:30 p.m. Roxford Church is located 1 mile east of Denison off of Route 250 and 8 miles east of New Philadelphia off State Route 39 at 771 Roxford Church Road. You can also locate us on our website at roxfordchurch.org. Now join us as we enter the presence of God with anointed praise and worship music and are challenged as Brother Jim Manbeck brings us the word.
Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
Good morning, world. Happy 4th of July to each one of you listening in this morning. Hey, you've got the big guy, Brother Jim, coming to you this 4th of July morning, right here from Roxford Church. And I am welcoming you to the first edition of A Bible, Bibs, and a Prayer. So first off, good morning, my friends. Let you and I make this a beautiful and productive day, shall we? About a year and a half ago, God placed this idea on my heart of a Bible, Bibs, and a Prayer. Kind of a little morning show for people. Now, I understand how mornings are, especially Monday mornings, but any morning, it's kind of rough to get yourself going, get motivated, get moving, become productive. So hopefully this adds a little bit of inspiration to your morning. Now, the goal here is first off to get a big smile on your face. So if you're not smiling, give me a smile. Come on. I know you can do it. Now, as well as we're going to tell a couple dad jokes, which I know they're going to be bad, but hopefully we get a chuckle or two from you, and that's the way we're going to go. Because you know what? Laughter, it is. Laughter is a great medicine. Joy is a great medicine. And sometimes just a stupid, funny joke can do wonders in your life. Now, also, I'm going to share a devotion with you. We all need to continue to build that faith, as well as a better understanding of God wants for us, what He wants in your life, what He wants in my life. Remember, He has a plan for each of us. It's up to us to reach out and follow that plan. Now, to finish up, we're going to have present an opportunity for you to send in prayer requests that you might have for yourself or for others. Prayer is very important. Prayer is very important in your life. Well, Brother Jim, why do all these things? Well, I'm glad you asked. Number one, because God cares and God loves you. Don't ever forget that. Number two, the big guy, Brother Jim, he cares about you as well. He loves you. Now, you might say, Brother Jim, I've never even met you before in my life. We know what, that's okay. Because God has placed it on my heart. That is one of the many things that He has given me, and I praise God for that. The feeling of love. I do care. And number three, Roxford Church cares. And again, you might have never even been here. You have no idea where Roxford Church is located, but we care. For we're commanded to, and we are told to, and we do obey. All righty. You know, when this transition started happening in my life, trying to serve God in a way that He desires for myself, and this is only for myself, I heard the scripture read in church one Sunday morning years ago. And this scripture just sat there. It kind of blended into my heart, my very soul, and I will never forget it. For it has become the banner, if you will, my colors that I fly about what I care about in life and what God has done in my life. So, in Isaiah 6, 8 to 9, we are told, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.'" And in verse 9, "And he said, 'Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.'" Now, the key for me, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Who will go for you and I? Then I said, "Here I am, send me." And that has kind of been the journey that I have been on. Once I basically made peace with who I am, what God made me, and what he wants me to be. And I said, "Here I am." So think about that as we go through this morning show. And I pray you think about it this week. Who are you? What do you stand for? Are you following the plan that God made for you? Just something to think about. Now, as they say, talk is cheap. So let's go. You know, as a man, as a husband, as a father, as Brother Jim here at Roxford Church, I have found that many times man, human beings, however you'd like to define us, we tend to complicate things so many times in life, do we not? Sometimes simple is better. Sometimes simple is good. And when it comes to God's word, I think sometimes we complicate things so much that we miss the whole point of it. And quite simple, God is love. And God loves you. I want you to think about that. I challenge you. Think about that, that you are loved. No matter what you do in life, no matter how bad you mess up, I mess up. And trust me, I mess up. God loves you. And if you do not know that already, I pray that you do find it and experience that love for yourself, my friend. Now moving on, a little bit of humor for today. Once in the 1820s, a little boy called Sam was playing in his backyard behind his house. Now during this playtime of pretending, you know how little boys are, fighting, playing war, just being boys, he accidentally knocked over the outhouse in the backyard. Now Sam was upset and worried that he would get into trouble, just like anybody, any little boy or little girl would worry, "I'm going to get in trouble." So what'd he do? Sam ran into the back of the woods there, and he hid out until darkness. Well, darkness came, and when he finally did go back home, his father was waiting for him. He asked suspiciously, "Son, did you knock over the outhouse this afternoon?" "Why, no, father," Sam replied. But we all know Sam lied on this. "Well, let me tell you a story," said the father. "Once, not so long ago, Mr. Washington received a shiny new axe from his father as a gift. Now excited, he tried it out on a tree, swiftly cutting it down. But then he took a look at the tree and he realized with dismay that this was his mother's favorite cherry tree." His father paused. "Just like you, little George ran into the woods." Now when he returned, his father asked, "George, did you cut down the cherry tree?" George answered to his father, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. I did indeed chop down that cherry tree." Then his father said, "Well, since you were honest with me, you are spared from the punishment. I hope you have learned your lesson, though." So, Sam's father asked again, "Did you knock down the outhouse?" Sam replied, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. I did indeed knock down the outhouse." Then his father spanked Sam, red, white, and blue. The boy whimpered, "Father, I told you the truth. Why did you spank me?" The boy's father answered, "That's because George Washington's father wasn't in the tree when he chopped it down." So, hey, not bad, not great, but I hope you got it, and I hope you laugh a little bit. Think about that. You're in the outhouse. How many of us have been in an outhouse to begin with? Thank your lucky stars that we don't have them today. But again, not bad. The key is, though, will my wife laugh at this, Carrie? That, I'll let you know next week how that goes over. Now, as Americans, we celebrate our country's birth this 4th of July, which was founded on July 4, 1776. What does freedom mean to you, my friend? What does freedom mean to you this very morning? What does the freedom mean to your children, to your grandchildren, to the future generations of this country? Now, as a middle-aged man, and I use air quotes on middle-aged, I have been blessed with four beautiful daughters, amazing daughters in my life. Kylie, Michaela, Kelsey, now they are already out on their own, making their way in the world. The little one, Ellie, who's 10, she's still in the roost, still in the nest. But one day she will be out there as well. Now, throw in, we have a first grandson on the way, which Carrie and I are very blessed, very excited, for this is our first grandchild. But as a father and soon-to-be grandfather, I am concerned for my daughters as well as for this little guy who comes into the world this November. What will Ellie face as she grows older? What will little Dawson face once he is born, when he grows? What America will these children know? Now, I have faith that God will provide, will take care of these, all my family members. But what about it, folks? What America will your grandchildren, your children, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, what will they face as time goes on? On July 4th, 1946, John F. Kennedy said, "Our idealism, a fundamental element of the American character, is being severely tested. Now, only time will tell whether this element of the American character will be true to its historic tradition." Now, that quote was 77 years ago. How far has America come? How much has America lost? I ask that you consider, entertain these two questions as well. How do you define our country's character today? How do you define our country's character today? And most importantly, what defines your character as an American and as a human being? I ask myself these questions as an American and most importantly, as a sinner saved by His mercy and by His grace. A follower of Jesus Christ, and I try my best. And you know what? I fail. Every day I fail. And I know my God understands that. But here's the key, folks. I pull myself up, dust myself off, and I keep going. That is the difference right there. I keep going. Is my character setting a good example for the next generation? As a man, a son, a husband, a father, a grandfather, a brother, an uncle, a friend, and as pastor of this church, what is my character? How do people see me? How do people see you? You know, for myself, I pray that I am. I pray that I'm setting some type of good example for the next generation. I pray that I'm setting a good example for the people who come to this church every Sunday, for the people who don't know me, for the people I encounter each week. I pray that I make a difference and they see that there is something different about me, and that difference is Jesus Christ. I am far from perfect. I'm a work in progress, but there's one thing I do know, that I am loved. I am not alone, and neither are you. And I hope you realize that as well. If you have a prayer request, there will be information coming up here on this screen that will tell you where to send your prayer request. These requests, they're confidential, but they will be prayed over. That I guarantee you. Because again, we here at Roxford Church, we care. I give you my word on that. And finally, I thank you for joining me this Tuesday morning, July 4th, 2023. I want you to remember this. You have meaning, you have value, and most of all, you are loved. Happy 4th of July. May God continue to bless you and bless this country of ours. This is the big guy, Brother Jim. Out.
Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need.
Well, it's been our honor and privilege to be with you today. We trust that today's message has touched your spirit and challenged you in the Word of God. If so, we would love to hear from you. Reach us by calling area code 330-343-5359 or contact us on our website at roxfordchurch.org. Thank you for being with us today, and may God continue to bless your life. And remember to love God and love people. We'll see you next time. We're